Okay, so welcome. So I thought we would start today's class with a story about my son. Because yesterday morning he woke up and I went in his room to get him out of his crib, and the first thing he said to me was, "Mommy, I'm like the sky." I have no idea why he said that or like where it came from. But as a meditation teacher, my heart exploded, right? And as a mother, my heart exploded, because it's one of the fundamental teachings of meditation, right? And the quote really comes from Pema Chodron, who's a Buddhist nun. And she says, we are the sky, and everything else is just weather, right? And if you think about all of your thoughts, all of your emotions, all of those worries as being weather systems that move through, for me, at least, it really gives me a sense of freedom, right? Like, oh yeah, I could see that. And you know, yesterday it was pouring down rain in the morning, right? And it's not like we walk outside and curse the sky for raining. We just go, oh, it's raining today. Maybe that's a bit of a bummer, maybe it doesn't matter at all, but we just sort of get through it until the sun came out yesterday afternoon, and then you're like, oh, how nice, the sun's here, right? And then the sun set and it was dark. So ideally, right, our sort of optimistic goal for ourselves is to interact with our own thoughts, our own emotions in that exact same way. Oh, it's kind of rainy today. Okay, maybe that's a bummer, maybe it's not, but I'm just gonna kind of muddle through, and eventually the sun comes out, and then the sun sets, and then a tornado blows through, right? It's like, it's this ongoing, very fluid, changing experience of being human and being alive. Right? And so the teaching that I really wanted to share today is not just that in respect for yourself, but also holding that in mind in your interactions with others, right? Because they've got their own weather systems moving through. And it's so easy for us to catch somebody in the middle of bad weather. And then we really remember that, right? And then when we think of that person, we think of the bad weather that was surrounding them, as opposed to remembering that each of us has that innate skyness, nobility, goodness, whatever you want to call it, right? And maybe sometimes there's a tornado blowing through, and maybe sometimes there's sun shining. And so as we practice today, the experience is really, of course, of yourself, right? Your eyes are closed, you're noticing your own thoughts, your own emotions blowing through. But the lesson that we carry outside of the room expands it, right? So that each person we meet, it's like a little, I see your skyness, for lack of a better word. And I'll just share a quote before we start. So this comes from Thomas Merton, who is a mystic and a poet in the Christian tradition. And he writes, "The saints are what they are, not because their sanctity makes them admirable to others, but because the gift of sainthood makes it possible for them to admire everybody else." Right? For them to admire everybody else. And so that will be the resting intention for our practice today. Okay. So let's find our seat. We'll have our legs crossed. You might uncross and cross the other way if you've already had your legs crossed for a while. You'll let your hands rest onto your lap. You could let your eyes close. If you need to keep your eyes open to stay awake, you could just have a nice soft gaze towards the ground. Let your shoulders roll back and down. And together as a group, inhaling, filling up. And a nice exhale, let it go. And we'll do that again, an inhale to fill up. And an exhale, letting go. And then letting your breath drop to its own natural pace. Just a nice, easy inhale and exhale. And you take a moment to feel yourself really land. To acknowledge the time that you carved out to sit still, to wake up. And we kindly, gently release any need to try or to strive this is just sitting. So sit. Feel yourself on the inside relaxing back into your body, into your breath. Feel the muscles through your face letting go, across the brow and the eyes, through the temple, the jaw, the lips. Your throat relaxes. Shoulders releasing a bit of their tension. You might notice for a moment the way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. And as you notice the center of the chest, you might see what you feel there right now. If there's a fullness, an emptiness, a heaviness, a lightness, nothing at all, what do you notice? Our breath flows in and out nice and easy. Our belly relaxes. And feeling the cushions or the chair beneath you, really let yourself go. Sit down completely. Feel your thighs release, your feet. And then just taking in this entire seated body, just as it is. The ways that it's comfortable or a little uncomfortable. Taking a moment maybe to notice the sounds around you. Feeling yourself blend right into this moment. Not resisting or pushing anything away. And simply sitting broad and open like the sky. Clear blue sky in all directions. And it might be that as we move into silence, you simply sit and visualize that open blue sky today. And if a visualization doesn't work for you, you might choose simply to notice your breath instead. Noticing each inhale in and each exhale out. Whichever you choose as your anchor, your breath, or the image of sky, undoubtedly thoughts will pop up. A memory, a plan, a worry, a distraction. And just like the sounds around us, we blend seamlessly with these distractions. You don't resist them or push them away. It's just weather, rising up and falling away. Maybe the majority of those distractions are just clouds drifting by. Maybe today you're sitting amidst rain, thunder, wind, and sunshine. We don't curse the sky for its weather. We simply breathe and move through. As we move into silence here, we just do our best to stay broad, open sky. Seeing that visual or noticing your breath. Letting weather move through. taking a moment here to come back to your breath. If you drifted away, you might just notice where you went. And coming back here to feel your breath and your body once again. As you feel ready, we'll bring our palms together in front of our heart like a prayer. Bow your chin. Taking a moment to honor the time that you carved out to sit today. To honor your own sky-like nature. And perhaps carrying the intention to see that same skyness in the next five people you encounter today. Let's finish with a breath, an inhale in and release a sigh. Thank you so much for sitting today. Namaste.